You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, we're back, and we were going to have Adriana Solution from BizNow. We were going to talk about BizNow, but Adriana had to cancel. And the reason he canceled is because his friend Robert Brighton III passed away of a heroin overdose. And I'm saying this on the air because Adriano asked me to do it, and they're raising funds for his friends. The most important thing that is to be recognized here is that this is a continuing problem. We do a lot of stuff on the medical marijuana industry as an alternative to opioids and hard drugs, and we really hope that people will turn away. And Adriano, I'm giving you a special hug and special love and a special recognition today for you and your friend. When you're ready and you've got the site up for where we can donate, we'll make sure we get that out to our friends. But I'm also mentioning this for another reason. It's been a pretty tough time for me over the past couple of weeks. I lost a very good friend of mine, Don Weidenfeld. He had a heart attack. He was up in the mountains. He thought it was altitude sickness, but instead it was a heart attack.
Wow.
That's right. So everybody out there, make sure you get your checkups and make sure you hug and kiss all your friends, because it hit Don out of nowhere. You never know. But I have another friend who's just in hospice. I guess it's my week, Wanda. And my good friend, David Lipp,
It's life, Jim.
That's right. It's life. I love David Lipp. David Lipp has fought a very brave battle against cancer, and he's losing it. We're going to have a fund we're putting together at the ICSC Foundation in David's name to help kids get involved in the real estate industry. So if you want to get involved in that, you reach out to me. I want to thank my good friend Gary Broitus for putting this together. I want to thank my good friend Trish Blasey for making sure we get the attention of the ICSC Foundation. And if anybody wants to get involved, you just email me, Jim@FreedOnBusiness, or if you got my email or my phone numbers, you know how to get me. I'll be up there with my good friend Gary at the ICSC in Orlando. We're going to be telling everybody how they can help each other, and it's an extraordinarily important thing to do there. But what does all that teach me? Well, it teaches me, like Wanda said, that's life. Wanda had a bunch of losses occurred to her last year.
Yeah.
Wanda, you've made it through. We still got Fluffy with us.
Yeah, definitely. That's helped a lot, having him.
Yeah, well, what's going on today in the world, Wanda?
Well, today, it's National Rum Day.
Rum Day?
To transition into something here, trying to transition. National Rum Day, and on this day, National Rum, apparently rum is distilled clear alcohol. I don't drink rum. Where does rum come from originally? I'm not so sure.
I think Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
I know the Bacardis did it in Cuba. There's
Caribbean
all kinds
somewhere.
Of different stuff, but high five to those people.
All right,
and
thanks,
the
guys.
Cuba Libre.
It's also National Tell a Joke Day. If you got one, lay it on me.
Okay, let's see. Sorry, can't do it here on
yes,
the radio.
It'll come to you.
I
it's
know.
Also National Roller Coaster Day.
Oh, I like that. It's got its ups and downs.
Yeah, and National Airborne Day.
National Airborne
Great
Day.
Great for germs.
Airborne, like airborne, the like... cold thing, or
well, I'm hoping that it's like skydiving and things that are flying.
No, I certainly don't want to.
It's observed each year on August 16th, designated by the United States Congress. National Airborne Day honors the National Airborne Divisions of the Armed Forces.
Oh, well, that I don't have a problem with.
There
Those
we
guys
go.
Jump into deep doo doo.
George W. created that one.
I like George. I think that's good for him.
I like it when they create clever holidays.
I think that's too. I think I like
so
that,
there
too.
There we go. That's today. August 16th. That's what we're celebrating today. So
well,
go have
five.
Some rum.
I think so. Yeah, but don't drive
Tell a
and
joke.
Have rum. Don't have rum. Don't have rum.
Don't have rum.
Don't
Why?
Have rum.
Okay.
Okay. So one of the things that we've been doing at our house lately is we've been posting on the door as you leave different words of the day. Words like happiness, positive, strength.
Good.
It's been really great.
What's today's word?
Today's word, actually, it's going to be a word of a week this time, is recovery, because Rivian pushed herself too hard.
Okay.
We went to, I told you, we had a lot of events that we went to that drained her last week. I mentioned a couple of the reasons why. And so Vivian is be home reconstituting herself and getting strong again. But it's actually amazing. When people ask me how Vivian's been doing, I use the word radiant. And I want to take
Very
this
good.
Opportunity to thank, of course, Betty DiMartini and Chaya Lipschitz for helping us get all that done. And, of course, the folks at Renewal for giving us the ecosystem of positive energy that allowed us to survive. But I must say is that the thing that is the most important to me is just that you keep moving. I'm taking Don's son with me to the Marlins-Yankees game
Oh, how'd that go?
Well, it's going to be next week. I'll tell you how it's going to go. But look for us on Facebook. He's just an amazing person. Justin's an AE Pi like I was up at UF.
A what?
AE Pi. It's our fraternity. AE Pi. We're known as the Apes. That's
Pi.
What are you, a TEP over there? We got a TEP, a Pi Lamb. Food fight.
Ah.
And, you know, that's Cliff. Cliff was a Pi Lamb. That's all right. I don't care who you vote for as long as you vote and vote often, you know. So that was a joke. Hey, I told a joke. It's National Joke Day.
Hey, congratulations. I knew you'd get through it.
Yeah, you figured it as much. But, you know, we've had some real good stuff. I want to, of course, give a high five again. Thank you so much to our friends Adrian, Adriano from BizNow. And our friends also, I want to thank our folks at RealConnects. We've been hearing from the folks at RealConnects, all the realtors listening.
Alrighty.
I want to remind them that they should go and call the folks at RealConnects and find out about the benefit that they have when they get their real estate realtor's license down here. Now, I want to go back to just a couple things that we talked about. Mainly, I want to talk about the word of the day. I found that it's been absolutely terrific. One of the things that it helps me do is it helps me set the tone for the day. I think it's real important to set the tone for the day, and I always make them positive. Now, I'm hoping that that lasts until I get past Biscayne Boulevard. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. When it doesn't, then I'm calling and talking to my mom, and here's another joke warning.
Uh-oh.
When I'm driving around and I complain about the traffic, my mom just tells me to be quiet. It's my fault. I knew you'd like that one. Because I do all those high-rise residentials. I solved another problem. It looks like we got a handshake on one of the deals I've been working on. I got that handshake today. I got the. I'm not going to say high five again. I'm going to say kudos from the guys involved for working real hard. And it's two families I'm putting together. So really the deal, which is a real long-term transaction, was really made for their kids. So it's really going to be a beautiful thing to see these two families come together and change the face of South Florida and really build something spectacular, something that I think we'd all want to be a part of. It'll be, I guess can't say what it's going to be or where it's going to be yet.
Why?
I have a confidentiality agreement.
All right.
You know, that's the way it is. I can just tease everybody. I can't tell them the details. I'm such a big
Nothing like a good tease.
There is a good tease. Well, I'll tell you, I just got recognized by South Florida Business Journal as the 25th largest commercial real estate firm in the country. I mean, in South Florida, not bad for two legs, two arms, and two eyes. I think I did pretty good there. And I want to thank all of my clients that made that happen, Malcolm Butters and Troy Cox. Thank you so much for that. And, you know, Wanda,
yes.
Why don't we take a little early break?
Why?
Because I'm hoping that the young folks will be here and I can give them a little extra time. Do we know where they're at yet? They're outside?
They're here?
Let's go to a break.
Here?
Yeah. We're waiting for one Uber and one's here.
Oh,
okay, well, we're going to get started.
Do I need to go let people in or what's happening?
I don't know. Are they here on the floor yet, Lauren?
We'll play some Aretha.
Please do that. Here it is. This was for Larry.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Here we go.
This one's for Larry's Inn.